Hello and welcome. You're listening to a guided meditation, and I'm your guide, Katie Jo Holton. I wanted to share with you today a practice that I use for calling things into my life. And today, I would like to explore that through the lens of attracting your soul clients or people that you've come here to work with or people that you've come here to connect and exchange with on a deeper level. And although my, I would say, expertise and genius and passion is in teaching, connecting through spirit and high-level healing techniques, I've also had my own personal journey through merging spirituality with business. And so even though I tend to shy away from that conversation because I don't feel like I'm an expert, I also know that there are a lot of people who probably relate to me on this journey and are moving through some of the same pieces. And so whenever I can share what my experience has been like, I feel like that is an opportunity to shed some light on the path for others. So one thing that I notice and I want to stress is often we lock into something that we want, a desire that we have, whether it's searching for a partner or a new job or our breakthrough, more clients, money. And oftentimes we end up becoming fixated on that desire, which is good. This is important. We should follow our desires. Oftentimes they lead us to the experiences we're meant to have, you know, even if they're slightly indirect. What I find is often we become fixated on this idea, however, and we end up blocking ourselves because what happens is we just think about the thing. People say, you know, call it in, name it and claim it. And so we end up actually creating a counter mechanism where we think a lot about the thing that we want. And then what's actually happening under the surface level is all it's doing is exposing to our subconscious that we don't already have it. And so while there's a lot of different layers to work through in sort of uncovering that mechanism, there is one thing that I notice a lot of people don't actually do that can really shift things, really make a difference when you are seeking that thing that you want, and that is to sit down and actively imagine it. And I really mean this. Because when we just think about the thing, we're not actually moving any energy. We're just covering up how our subconscious feels. So to actually move this energy, we want to say the thing out loud. We want to write it down. And most importantly, we want to sit down and do the inner work. Allow our nervous system to calm down. And then actually imagine and connect to the thing that we want and the energetic of what that thing is. So we will move into this practice in just a moment. Take a second here to get in a comfortable position. And maybe before we hop in, you might pause this for a minute and sit with your intention or your desire and get clear on what that actually is for you. And if you're not totally clear, that's okay. Some of that can get cleared up in this process as well. Sometimes I actually find that I go into this space with an idea or an intention, and once I start to feel the energetic of what I want, I realize now that I'm actually sitting with it, what I thought I want isn't exactly accurate. And so be willing to be open to the messages that you're receiving as well. And even if you're not actually trying to create a business or find your life partner or like get a thing, perhaps you're just in a place where you're really wanting to be of deep service. And so you can also use this practice to help guide you towards who or what is calling your service in. And so when you're ready, get in a comfortable position and we will begin. Begin by closing your eyes, bringing your attention to your breath. Yeah, and actually maybe just do one nice big inhale. And exhale here. Wiggling your hips and settling into your system. So I'm actually going to take a little extra time here today with just settling into our system and becoming centered. And if it helps, begin by doing an 8-count breath in, just nice and slow and soft, naturally, and an 8-count breath out. And you can cycle through this as many times as you need, until it just becomes natural and your attention is no longer on it. And then as you're sinking in even deeper, letting the distractions fall away or removing them when they come up, so we can hold our intention of calling in our desire, connecting to that energy. So let's begin. Keep breathing. So now I want you to, out in front of you, imagine that thing that you want, or some embodiment of that, whether it be a symbol or a ball of light that holds the vibration of the thing, or is an image of the actual thing. In this case, we're working on connecting with our dream clients. Okay. So begin in the heart. As you're holding this vision in front of you, just tune deeper into your heart. And as you do that, watch to see if that image maybe wants to move or change or adjust at all. And just watch your shoulders, careful not to get hunched over in this process. Okay. And from here, to start with one. There can be a way we might want to bring in more than one thing initially, but let's just keep it nice and clean, beginning with one image. And so let's imagine or see a light or the gift from that individual. Yeah, so for me, I see this light that comes down from their heart, and they hold in their hand, like a little orb almost, which to me represents the exchange. And then when you're ready, see if you can open your field, your personal field up, and allow that person to send that orb or their gift over to you. And then just noticing what happens, if it falls away, if it hits you and bounces off, if it comes right to you and lands. And so you might need to try this a few times and make adjustments until you're able to actually receive it. And then next, returning that, finding your gift, your light, something that represents your exchange, and sending it to the other. Yeah, and same thing here. If you're noticing it doesn't want to land, here's an opportunity to make adjustments and refine that image that you're using. How can we let that change or adjust and allow it to shift until it kind of finds just the right temperature, just the right spot on the vibrational dial, that it can accept your gift in an even exchange as well. Taking time here. add this to earlier too. And you keep your playing device nearby because you might actually want to pause this a few times. I find that sometimes I think this will be a 15-minute thing and it actually ends up being an hour, but it's always clarifying. I almost always find that when I do this practice regularly, I end up very quickly connecting to individuals that I'm meant to work with, almost without trying. So there's a way that we can think that we need to do a whole bunch of things when actually most of the work can be done right here in this spot. And so you can also bribe yourself a little bit into your centering and meditation work by reminding yourself that this actually saves you time in all of the busy work. If you commit to doing it deeply with deep presence and come back to it at least once in a while. Okay, and so once you feel like you've been able to receive your gift and they've been able to receive their gift, the next step from here is actually to see if you can multiply it. So if you're working on calling in your dream client or attracting more clients to your business, now that we've found one, let's see if we can bring in more and allow that same exchange to happen, but maybe a few at a time this time. Right. And so you might also notice that when you do this and as you add more, sort of this like ripple effect kind of shows up in the field as well. You can maybe even sense how this sort of high level exchange creates a ripple in the greater energetic field. Right, so from here, I like to wrap up as much energy as I can from this exchange that I just had into a bubble. And then it's almost like, and then I invite that into my heart. Finding a comfortable place for that, allowing it to act almost as a beacon, and giving me quick access to reconnect with the energetic of that dream client connection. And so then when I spend a bit of time doing this, maybe once a week or maybe once a month, what I have is this shortcut energetic imprint that I can access quickly. So then, even though I might not sit down and do this for an hour every day, right? Because who has that time? I can still just check in with that energetic and make quick adjustments so that I'm sort of always keeping it on my radar. Okay, so one more nice breath here. Yeah, and when you're ready, go ahead and open your eyes, rubbing the tops of your legs. And just take a pause with yourself before you rush off to the next thing. Take a moment to honor yourself. Honor the space that you're in. And honor those soulful connections that you know you're here to make. And so it is. Beautiful. Until next time, bye for now. Thanks for joining me.